So let's begin by anchoring ourselves in fear this morning, in faith, not fear. Tells you where I am at, but I have to center myself. I'll tell you in a minute. So we're going to ask the question this morning, what is faith? And once upon a time in a village of much needed rain, they decided to gather to gather for a day of prayer. However, only one boy came with an umbrella. Now that's faith. That's faith. No matter where you are, no matter what you are experiencing, let each of us remember our umbrella of faith, our umbrella of trust. Because you see, our faith depends entirely on us seeing beyond conditions and willing to look for solutions. Focusing only on the problem is living in a stupor of awfulizing the problem. You ever awfulize? Ain't it awful? Ain't it awful? That's awfulizing. It is an expression of a sleeping soul. Now listen to that. It is a sleeping soul that must awaken into faith. How we do wake up our soul, you might ask, is through meditation and daily sacred reading. Because you see, we have to give equal time to our faith that is alive within each and every one of us. The power of living in our faith is up to each one of us. To live beyond conditions and allow truth to lead us is a personal choice that will and does set us free. No one else is responsible for your beliefs except you. Everybody breathe into that. It is my belief that once we acknowledge our responsibility for how we choose to live our life, greater good begins to awaken within us. It has to, because that is the truth of who we each are. Full of goodness, full of light, full of faith. And it gives us the opportunity to move beyond perceived difficulties. And we get to find something greater living within ourselves and showing up in our environment. From this place, our umbrella represents our faith that rain is on the way. I don't know about you, but I keep praying for rain. Not only to put these fires out, but rain to clear our air. And rain to awaken the faith within us. Now this seems simple. However, faith is asking each of us to see, to trust a greater outcome. A greater outcome than we could ever imagine. That's faith. Skepticism and doubt gather evidence of wrongdoing. Repeating the infraction. Anybody? Or blaming and finding fault. Ah, everybody breathe into that. How important it is for each of us to stop ourselves when we are wanting to point the finger or blame or shame. Because you see, living a faith-filled life is up to each one of us. Up to each one of us to learn to trust in the unseen. Did you know that when you throw babies in the air, they laugh? Because they know you will catch them. This is trust. It's up to each one of us to trust that there is a power. There is a power for good that will and does serve us, catch us in every moment, in every event where we are requiring assistance. Trust Spirit will be there to catch you, to support you, with whatever you're experiencing or might be going through. Fear is when we become preoccupied with what's wrong, preoccupied with what we believe that cannot be mended. That's fear. When we fear, we have forgotten to see clearly through the light of day. You see, the day is stronger and more healing than the darkness. Every night before we go to bed, I don't know about you, but each one of us has assurance of being alive the next morning, and we still set the alarm clock, even though we're not sure if we'll wake up the next day. We set that alarm clock to wake us up. Now that's hope. That's hope. Without hope of everything is working out for our greater good and for the greater good of all, we keep ourselves in the darkness of despair, believing the odds are against us. See, to me, hope is focusing on the problem, on the promise, excuse me. Hope is focusing on the promise, not the problem. Let's repeat that. Faith is focusing on the promise, not the problem. See, when we focus, when we have something that we hold very close to our face and our eyes, something maybe we don't like or something we're going to worry about or maybe something that scares us, how clear is your thinking? What do you see? Because you see, when we do this, notice they're popsicle sticks. My grandchildren are spending time with me. When we hold something so close to us, worry, doubt, or fear, we don't see clearly. We obstruct our view. We don't see all the goodness and all the greatness that God gives us, that God presents to us in our lives. Focusing on something that you don't like or something that's not working, it blocks everything. It blocks our vision. It blocks amazing things that God has given you, and it blocks the miracles that are desiring to take place in your life. Living in faith means we stop magnifying what's wrong. Focusing on what we don't want shuts God out. See, when we see something that we don't want or doesn't feel good to us, let it go. Bring into your focus the greater good. What is it that you desire? I want it to rain. I want these fires to be put out, to stay cool, to clear the air. The vaccine to be found, a good one, and all of us to stay safe. See, it's up to each one of us to magnify all the good of God that is desiring to be expressed in and through and as each of our lives. It takes the same amount of energy to believe in greater possibilities as it does to worry and to fill ourselves up with doubt and be skeptical, actually. Being filled with doubt and skepticism, in my opinion, weights me down. Where faith and believing in greater possibilities lifts me up. And I feel unburdened. Try it. Worry and doubt are the what ifs of life, and what ifs block our good. What if this? It's the same as awfulizing. Well, what if it never rains again? What if? Stop. Take a breath. Today I'm inviting each one of us to commit to walking out every day in faith and to trust in the perfect outcome in every event, no matter what you're seeing. To claim your life is filled with promises Breathe that in. Claim that your life is filled with promises, not somebody else's, yours. Because you see, I believe our faith lifts us up into infinite possibilities. Today, I invite each one of us to call on God to support you in everything that you do, in every moment, in every event of your life. Because you see, that's what Spirit, God, the Infinite, the Beloved, whatever you want to call it, would like to work in partnership with you. So call on it. Years ago, I think I've told this story, but I'm not sure. Years ago, I was coming up Donner Pass, and it had started to snow, and the temperature had really dropped. So I left my friend's house, I thought early enough, and I had a new car, a brand new car. And as I'm going up the grade, I hit black ice. And if any of you hit black ice, you know there is no way you can control that vehicle. And it started to slide. And the moment that happened and I could feel my car sliding, I looked in my rearview mirror and I felt so blessed because the cars behind me saw what was happening and they all backed down. Because they didn't want to get near me. They had no idea where I was going. I had no idea where I was going either. And with that, I knew that you don't brake. All these things came into my mind, what to do, what not to do. And the car started heading to the guardrail, my new car. And I go, you know how everything seems to work in seconds, and I'm saying, okay, God, I know this is a brand new car, but if it hits the guardrail, so be it. Keep me safe. And in that moment, as that car is heading to the guardrail, all of a sudden I hear, "Break it now," which, of course, I did. I came that close to the guardrail, took a deep breath, and started back up the road. You see, that's inviting God to work in our lives moment by moment, day by day. What is it where I can come into partnership with and trust that invisible presence? Because God is greater than anything that we are facing. And life becomes much easier and more blessed when we walk out daily into our divine nature, into that light of truth that lives within us. Because when we walk in faith, we recognize that with God, all things are possible. And I know I've told you this one before, but on my business cards, when I first became a practitioner, I put on those business cards because it was very pretty and it looked good. With God, all things are possible. Now, I have to admit, I didn't totally believe it. But I figured if I gave enough of these cards out and I saw it enough times, I would believe it. I do. Those of you who know me know I believe this. See, good news is we do not have to do this life alone. We are not meant to live it alone. Find the promise of God and stand upon it. And stand up for that promise for you. Life is enjoyable when we surround ourselves with our shield of faith. You know, the grandkids and I, we watched that new show. Oh, now I'm forgetting her name. Mulan. Yes, thank you. Marianne, I told Marianne a number of times. We watched the movie Mulan about this young girl who had the chi, had the ability to be a great warrior, and yet she hid it until the day came that she had to stand up, and she did with all the power and all the presence of her being. You see, that's covering ourselves with the shield of our faith, of who we are, a shield of trust in a greater power, a shield of hope in everything is working for your greater good, is working for my greater good. So I'm going to invite you today to fill yourself up with the confidence and plan on a great future. No matter what's going on in life today, and there's a lot going on, plan for the greatest future you can imagine, not only for yourself, but for all your loved ones and your family and your friends, and for the world. Are you willing to do that? Yes. I am. Good. So I saw an older gentleman wearing a shirt. And on his shirt it said, "I'm not 80 years old. I'm sweet 16 with 64 years of experience." Now that's confidence and attitude. I like that. I'm inviting each one of us to walk in, out in life with an attitude of greatness. Everything works perfectly for me. Everything works in divine order for me. My life is blessed. The more you say it, the more you will believe it. So let's walk out in that attitude of greatness this week with faith and trust and hope and confidence, knowing greater good is ours now, not tomorrow. Now, be ye lifted up in seeing solutions. So I'm going to invite you to ask Spirit to guide you and to assist you in seeing clearly. Let us each trust in the solutions and commit to live in faith. Commit to live in such faith that you carry an umbrella expecting rain. Let's take that into prayer. So we breathe deeply into the sacred and holy presence. We breathe deeply into the very essence of our being, knowing and accepting that there is an infinite wisdom, a power, a grace, a presence that is greater, that is more embracing, that is the life that lives and breathes within each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know to be true. It already is powerfully present within each and every one of us. And today, together, we claim it in a greater way than ever before. And knowing and accepting that the power and the grace of pure spirit is mighty and powerful and is the light and the love that touches our loved ones, healing, renewing, strengthening. Each and every one of us. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind us that with God all things are possible, that there is a greater possibility taking place in each and every one of our lives. And we send this blessing out to the hearts of the world. We send these blessings out to our family, to our friends, to our community, knowing that this time together is blessed and is a blessing. And we trust in this light of truth. We trust in the greater good that is creating and unfolding and birthing in this very moment. And we claim it for ourselves as we claim it for each other. And we walk in joy. We walk in the mystery and the miracles of God's love in every moment. And so I just release this power of my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are filled to overflowing with the goodness of God. We claim it, we accept it, and if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.